a melody by the Pesach Malastavka. This melody actually consists of only a few brief melodic fragments from a more elaborate melody composed by the Chassid Reb Pesach Malastavka. Reb Pesach was one of the Alter Rebbe's younger Chassidim and later a prominent student and disciple of the Mittler Rebbe and the Tzemach Tzedek. Generally, Reb Pesach used to sing words in the Russian language. Since he came from White Russia, he sang in the language of that country in the style of Russian villagers. The sweetness of this melody and its words express what's known in Hasidic terminology as bitul hayesh, a total self-nullification of the human ego toward the truth of godliness. The person does not feel his own ego, his own self-oriented existence at all. As a result, he doesn't feel any pain or anxiety over the lack of material things, and there is nothing to interrupt him from uninhibited, uninterrupted joy in worshiping Hashem. Reb Pesach Malastavka served also as a mentor of many Hasidim of the Tzemach Tzedek. We have mentioned previously this role carried and performed by Reb Hillel Parachar, who was also a mentor of Hasidim, and the Tzemach Tzedek used to send younger Hasidim to him for guidance and inspiration. In a similar fashion, Reb Pesach Malastavka served as a guide to the Tzemach Tzedek's younger Hasidim. In the talks and sichos of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, there are various stories about the Chassid Reb Pesach Malastavka illustrating what an extraordinary spiritual giant this man was. Apparently, there were numerous melodies composed by him, and the present one is, as mentioned, only a remaining fragment of a melody that he used to sing. As we have already mentioned, the melody that we have heard previously, the Zhebener Mind, was also composed by the Pesach Malastavka.
I